New in at Sundance Books and Music is Identity Known, Rediscovering Seven American Women Artists. This is by Donna Seaman. And what Donna has done is she has looked into the dazzling life of seven of the most group of forgotten artists, among the best of their day. Gertrude Abercrombie, with her dark and surreal paintings, who, by the way, palled around with Dizzy Gillespie, Sonny Rollins. Bay Area artist, self-portraitist Joan Brown. We have Ray Morton and her witty, oddly beautiful constructions. Louise Malieu Jones of the Harlem Renaissance and Lenore Tawney. Anyway, we look at these artists. There's color plates inside the books. Not only do we learn about them, but we also get to see a bit of their work. This is an award-winning writer in art history, and she's looking at 20th century women in art and trying to bring them back from oblivion. We have Lisa Randall's latest book called Dark Matter and the Dinosaurs. It's now out in paperback. It's the astounding interconnectedness of our universe. 6 million years ago, an object the size of a city crashed into the Earth, killing off the dinosaurs and two-thirds of the planet species, and challenging the usual assumptions about the symbol makeup of the unseen material that constitutes about 85% of the matter in the universe. Randall explains how a disk of dark matter in the Milky Way plane may have triggered this entire cataclysm. It's groundbreaking work, and it's a dazzling look at our interconnected universe. And then we're going to look at three pieces of fiction, The Nix by Nathan Hill. And this is about Samuel Anderson Anderson, who hasn't seen his mother, Faye, in decades since she abandoned him as a young boy. And now she has reappeared since having committed a crime that has electrified the nightly news and inflames the political divide in the country. The media paints Faye as a 1960s radical. But as far as Samuel knows, his mother was an ordinary girl who married her high school sweetheart. And which version is true? And two facts are certainly true. One, she's facing some serious challenges, and she needs his help. This has garnered a great deal of acclaim and is considered one of the best books of the year, and that's The Nix by Nathan Hill. And we have The Master and Margarita by Mikhail Bulgakov. And this is the 50th anniversary. It's in this gorgeous Penguin Classic edition. And nothing in the whole of literature compares to The Master and Margarita. One spring afternoon, the devil, trailing fire and chaos in his wake, weaves himself out of the shadows and into Moscow. And Mikhail Bulgakov's fantastical, funny, and devastating satire of Soviet life combines two distinct yet interwoven parts, one set in contemporary Moscow and the other in ancient Jerusalem. And finally, The Edge of the World, A Cultural History of the North Sea and the Transformation of Europe. This is Michael Pye. This is a great look at the epic adventure ranging from the terror of the Vikings to the golden age of cities, and the amazing story of how modernity emerged from the shores of the North Sea. So that's what we have new in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.